This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kakmo? He's an actor. A film director.
Say hello to my little friend!
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this piece!
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kakmo!
Mina ngiyawuthe sikasi ngicela ukuzibhomela namagenge kasisinomsa nje sibele sibishela abantwana basikasi ama-fleet. Hello nice, shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hey, happy Wednesday, man. Happy Wednesday. And it's a beautiful Wednesday. Yeah? Summer's here. Spring is here. Huachisa. We're doing everything that we need to be doing. I'm enjoying myself because it's not just a wetness Wednesday. But I'm starting to see legs. Yeah, those winter legs that people were hiding. Those winter legs are out now. Yeah?
Be careful. Yeah. Be careful.
And now, I mean, I look at some of the ladies, giddy E20, you know, like two-tone. And because then the legs are nice and light.
At the bottom,
you're light. And then at the top, Anyways, we're hanging out with myself, Kagiso Modupi, and the show is called Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi every Wednesday on CliffCentral.com. And you can catch the podcast on CliffCentral.com as well. And, you know, as usual, we always just bring our favorite celebrities that we can have conversations with them, you know, guys that we can have fun with. And today's topic is very interesting, I got to tell you. You know, it's about fatherhood. I mean, most of us have enjoyed having to grow up with your father in your life, and you've had fun and you've bonded and you've created some nice relationships and memories as well. But some people were not so fortunate, right? We're not so fortunate. So today's guest, ish, ladies. Yeah, ne? I got a guy that's going to be talking to us. You guys know him, and this guy's done everything. I mean, he's been on Isidingo, he's been on Generations, he's been on Hillside, he's been on Kaluchi, he's a film director, he's a producer, he's an actor. And I'm going to reveal something, later on about him that you guys didn't know. But I got to tell you, Fumani is in the building. What's up, my brother?
What are you going to reveal? What's up, guys? So thanks for having me, guys.
There's something I want to reveal.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. Are you good, my brother?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, I've just called you all these things, film director, film watwati, actor, father, all of them. Is that who you say you are?
Actually, here's how I introduce myself.
Yeah. I've done a bad job.
No.
I can't introduce myself.
It's not a bad job, but sometimes it's actually confusing. But
yeah.
Just to narrow it down,
yeah.
My name is Fumani N. Shilovana.
Yes. N.
Yes.
N for?
Oh, yeah. You've got...
Nkateko. Well, I was going for those white names like Nelson.
My parents were woke.
Oh, your parents were woke.
My parents were woke. Yeah. I'm one of those guys that I don't have those. I've got old Tonga names. My parents were woke for So I would say my name is Fumani N. Shilovana.
Yeah.
I'm a father.
Yes.
Of one child, and I am sure of it.
Yeah.
That's very intentional for me.
We don't know. Hey,
no, I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
you know,
okay, yeah.
Why I do that,
yeah,
is because of the whole stigma that, no, you know, fathers, well, all of a sudden, jiggy-jiggy.
Yeah, jiggy-jiggy.
A child comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I wanted to start to work on that without actually saying that I'm working on that.
Yeah.
To be in people's mind, to be confident about.
Or I'm the father.
I'm the father.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, make sure that you know.
Until Tatako knocks at your door. You're like,
until, hey. You see what I'm saying? I always say that one day we'll have Utatako in Nigeria.
I raised this child.
You say exactly, yeah. Exactly that. So yeah. I would say I'm the father of one child. I'm a TV producer. I'm an actor.
Yeah.
I'm a social entrepreneur.
Yes.
Again, that's very well thought.
Yes.
Why, I own businesses.
Yeah.
But why I say social entrepreneur is because I don't want to do any business that won't impact in people's life in a good way.
Aha, I like
so
that.
So if I will do business and I'm that normal business person who's only focused on profit,
yeah,
then what am I doing?
And when, I mean, look, impact is impact, whether it's positive or negative. I think
impact
you also need
is,
to
yes.
clarify that. So when are you positive or negative impact?
It has to be a positive
or
impact.
Or just going impact?
No, it has to be a positive impact because I don't believe for it. There's too much money and stuff to share in the world.
Yes.
I can't imagine me and my own, and I'm happy that I've got 1 billion in my account. It's mine.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good, but can you imagine how many people you can help with that?
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine how many people, and help not in the sense of giving them a fish. Let's go fishing.
Yeah.
You can do that. And by so doing, making sure that the community is aware that, listen, after I'm teaching you this, it's your duty, chief, to go next.
Yeah.
Imagine what would happen.
Each one teach one.
Each one teach one. So that's the type of impact that I'm not hoping to achieve.
Yeah.
Is an impact that I want to make sure that I do. I'm from a village, guys.
Yeah.
And where this whole social entrepreneur mindset came from, when I was 13, 14,
yeah,
I would say that I was shipped to a boarding school because we didn't sit down with my parents and agree.
Yeah.
Next thing, suitcase, let's go. Not in suitcase, tranca.
Tranca. Yeah, tranca, let's go. Yeah.
It was that thing. Next thing, boarding school.
Yeah.
Then it was quite hard.
Yeah.
The difference with me and my son right now, we discuss everything. Do you want when he went for his circumcision?
Yeah,
we discussed when he was since he was like a child. Him and I would take baths and showers together.
Yeah,
and in that process we'll start talking. You know, when you're 10, you're gonna go for circumcision.
Yeah,
when? Oh, Papa, what do? They're gonna cut you.
Yeah,
he freaked out.
Yeah,
and then eventually he got used to it, but because it's discussion. So with me, there was no discussion. I was taken there.
You were shipped.
I was shipped. Yeah. That's the word.
Katranka.
Born in air blue. Yeah, blue light. So. Anyway, but here's what happened, guys. You've been there.
Yeah.
But here's a good thing that happened out of that.
Yeah.
Because the boarding schools that I went to two different boarding schools. There were students from literally all over Africa, the second one.
Yeah.
Guys from Mozambique.
Did they also just ship you to the other one? They didn't tell you.
No, the second one.
Okay, I'm here. Come Zanzi. And the next thing, rap. Yeah. I'm with the rest of the world.
Luckily, they were both in South Africa. One was in Nelspruit.
Yeah.
But in that one in Nelspruit, we had kids from, I forgot other African countries, but I remember Mozambique. I remember Swaziland. I remember, is it Kenya? Anyway, before I lie, and someone from school call say, if Manuel, he's lying, that guy. But I know that there were guys from other countries.
Yes.
That exposed me to a different thinking.
Yeah.
Even if, because there were other children from Pretoria, children from other communities, that exposed me to a different community, to a different thinking. And slowly, initially it worried me. Slowly, I realized that I'm starting to not relate with my best friends from my village.
Yeah.
We can't have conversations anymore. I thought to myself, what is this? I didn't understand until later when some friend of mine came to Pretoria. He was looking for a job from my village.
Yeah.
I said to him, chief, it's fine. You can come and stay at my flat.
Yeah.
And then look for a job. You don't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
Until you are sorted.
Yeah.
And his parents said to him, no, you have to go back home. There's nothing happening in Pretoria. I thought to myself, but parents,
there's nothing happening back at home.
There's definitely nothing happening back there.
Yeah.
This guy is young. Let him try to figure it out.
Yeah.
So eventually that clicked in my mind, but Fumani, it's the mindset of where we are and where we are in that village.
Yeah.
You know, when we were pregnant with my son, I remember with my ex then, we went to my village with her.
Yeah.
Because we went to my house because I was that guy when, actually, I'll tell you interesting about that. So guys in that village, this is what they said, and I laughed. they told my sister. So they would see us walking up and down. They said to my sister, no. She can't be, that can't be for money's child. You know, there's no way that is his child. I thought to myself, wow.
How is it? Yeah, Bashaila Petini.
X-ray. Yeah. But I'm like, wow. Clearly, our mindset, that's why I can't relate with them, because we see things differently. It's because I was exposed to something that they were not exposed to. With my acting, started from 2005 to 2010, we traveled a lot of times to Europe. And
yeah, I mean, I see here you've been to Poland, to Holland, you've been everywhere.
That also Belgium. That also opened me. Your mind. Like, yeah. Money, you need to go back to your village and do something.
Do you find that you the stuff that you've learned around the world, you come back and you want to implement them here?
Yes.
And then my question is, do you find it difficult having to change the mindset of the people who are governing us?
You know what's the problem? Is it a problem?
I mean, when you go to a village, you're not a chief.
We're not a chief.
Now, you coming here, Castella, Sako Chemini.
Okay, here's the good thing about the chief at my village.
Yeah.
The chief at my village is my dad.
Oh, Wes.
My dad, in the sense that, not my father, they're brothers, because grandfather one, grandfather two.
Yeah.
I'm from grandfather two.
Yeah.
So he's my dad. So. Yeah, so I can't be really political about that. But anyway, but yes, you're right.
Next thing, they will ship you out of the village again.
But you're right.
Yeah.
I won't be scared to sit here and say you're not wrong about what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it transcends throughout, whether from political to the chief's side.
Yeah.
Because we are too stagnant in, not stagnant, that's the wrong word. We are too fixed on ideas that it's like this.
Yeah.
Therefore,
it should stay like this.
It should stay like
this. Because it's been like this for years.
My dad doesn't have WhatsApp.
Yeah.
My dad is scared of internet banking with my mother.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, you don't have to go to town.
Yeah, dulangi. You don't have to go to town.
Blomanghi.
Yeah. No.
Who rob you?
Yeah, yeah.
So my point is, you see the mindset.
The mindset.
And then immediately, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Why I don't blame them? I listen and I sit and I listen to them.
And then you realize,
they've been lied to a lot.
Yeah, and they've accepted the lies and they're now living the lies.
So it's up to us. We are a new generation, bro.
Yeah.
Sitting here and doing this right here.
We're already the old generation because we got kids now.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
20 years ago, we would not be sitting here and doing this.
We wouldn't be.
Hell,
we wouldn't be.
From where your house is to here, how many times would you have been stopped?
Yeah, no. Too many times. Too many times.
Too many times.
And for nothing.
And for nothing.
Yeah. And for nothing.
And when you try to implement such things or say such things to our parents.
Yeah.
And when they see you challenging authority.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out and you're, hey. But you see, it's a thin line between challenging authority and being disrespectful.
No. Of course, it's a very thin line.
Because I think these days we don't even know whether we are being disrespectful or we are being, you know, a king. I don't know. But it's just a thin line. And I want to talk to you more about that when we come back. Like, we're hanging out with actor-director Zonke Bonke. Fumani is in the building. So send us your comments on @Kagisomodupi on Instagram, @Kagisomodupi on Twitter. Send us any questions that you have. And we're talking about relationships between a father and a child. But I still want to get to know more about this man when we come back.
Unleashed with Kagisomodupi. Unleashed with Kagisomodupi.
As I promised you, we still hang out with Fumani. Fumani, my brother. Yeah, I see here, Barry, you tried modeling. Did you try it or did you do it?
And
what made you stop?
Oh, God.
Or did you like, no, get sharp, no? The six-pack thing is not working for me. Just go map smart on your
name. Hey, boy,
I can't do a gym every day. Every day, gym. I'm just going to go and be an actor. Yeah, because there can be accepted.
Is that the thing you wanted to do? To
yeah. What happened to you in modeling? Are you still modeling?
No. No offense to models, but no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah.
No. Guys, here's what happened. There was a competition.
Yeah.
What was it called? Face of Africa or Face... Something...
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Remember that Face of Africa?
Face of Africa,
But this one was Face of Something Africa.
Yeah.
Here in South Africa. So this guy's from, I think it was a modeling agency.
Yeah.
Was it really Nokal? Anyway.
And was it a modeling agency? No, but, there's too many fake ones. Yeah.
But this was, it was guys from Italy.
Yeah.
They came to ASIC looking for talent.
Yeah.
They wanted 10 boys, 10 girls.
Yeah.
So they'd gone across the country.
Yeah.
In small towns and towns, whatever. To scout, and then eventually there will be a big together in Centurion with everyone that they've scouted across the country.
Yeah.
And then they will deck their 10 boys,
yeah,
their 10 girls,
yeah,
to go study modeling in Italy.
In Italy, okay. So then when are you one of the 10?
Finally, I made it one of the 10.
After how many attempts?
You know, it was the first attempt, because I the first round was in Sanin, where I was chosen as one of the guys to come to the finals in Josie, to compete with the guys, other people from across the country, and I was in the 10.
Mm-hmm.
But here's an interesting story before I even go further. At one point, I think I was so confident because I'm in the 10 that I had my number being called, but it wasn't called. And I started walking towards the stage.
Topless.
Just before I went on the stage, my number was then called. Anyway, so
it was written in the
stars. It was there.
It was there. So you were just too impatient to wait for your number.
Come on, come on. So eventually, I was supposed to go, and we were supposed to get some sponsorships so that we can put everything together and leave.
Yeah.
Whilst I was in the process of looking for the sponsorships, I was walking past the State Theater one day.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, "Man, walk in this building." One thing I always do, guys. I listen to my gut.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I believe my gut. That's God speaking to me.
Yeah.
I listen to my gut. Like, I really listen to my gut.
And there's a lot of people who are not in touch with their gut.
No, I'm also
a gut person.
I listen to it, guys. Yeah. Trust me. I do not play around.
Yeah.
So someone said, "Move, go in this building." I went in, and I met a lady called Irene. No, I was Anna. I think she still works there now.
Yeah,
I was 20 then.
Yes.
And I asked... What do you do here in this building?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll speak to that lady. There was a lady at reception.
Yeah.
Irene Marte. So I walked to this Irene Marte lady. I said, "Sorry, if you want to act, what do you do?"
Yeah.
"What is it about to act?"
Yeah.
"You know what? Come on Monday. I have a role that suits you exactly."
Even.
"I wrote a play. Come on Monday."
Just like that.
Mm. What? I took a taxi that day.
Yeah.
Went home.
Yeah.
Said to my parents. Well, said to my mom. I wouldn't dare say to my dad because he was going to choke me for the second time.
Yeah.
I really dropped out
of
one varsity. So I was not doing, and I was at TUT.
Yeah.
No. So excuse me. I was at Pretoria Tech.
Yes. Yeah.
So
let's reveal our ages.
What?
Yeah.
So I was at Pretoria Tech.
Yeah.
Doing industrial engineering.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to tell my dad because I'm dropping out again.
Yeah.
So I said to my mom, "I want to do this." She said, "Are you sure?" She gave me money. I went and registered. And that's how I dropped modeling.
Ha ha. Mm. And then you became an actor.
I became an actor.
And a director and a producer.
And
what does your dad say now?
He was pissed off. Oh my God.
Yeah. But what does he say now? Is he still pissed off?
No, he likes walking with me.
Yeah.
Like he's like, "Bona, I'm that guy that he likes to walk with."
Yeah, apparently, this is my son.
No, yes, I'm that guy now.
Yeah.
He was livid. And I understand.
Yeah.
You see, more often as kids, we love to take their holier-than-thou ground.
Yeah.
Not trying to understand our parents.
Yeah.
To say, "But why would he? He understood the world.
Yeah. Horaf.
Horaf.
But another thing is that you're carrying his surname.
You're carrying his surname.
And you know, the surname thing is quite a big thing when it comes to black family.
Dude.
Not just black families, any family.
Anywhere, it's a big thing. It's a big, so he was, and remember, I was the first guy to all of a sudden, Kohai is family of academics, bro.
Yeah. So when I, and yeah, no, our industry, it is not seen as
no,
as,
it's not.
No. Let's actor. Let's sketch. Sketch. Yeah.
It's that. Like, yeah. Like what? So, but fortunately what he has seen, when I saw it, he has turned around. It only said to me, enough money, you can use your influence to make business.
Aha. You see, now you see my vision.
Now you see the
now
vision.
Now you see my vision.
So I was glad when I had that. So he has turned around and he's now good.
Ah, we hang out with Fumani Shilobana. Yeah? Oh, Injagam Devinja Kamekichim. We hang out with him and send us any questions that you have. You know, for Ntena, for Fumani, and we can just ask him and anything that's anything. Please feel free. You know, this is not one of those radio stations where you are limited to ask anything.
No,
they must just ask anything from what name? Do you still are you still married?
Yeah. Okay, yes. You know why I paused there. Because this is something that we took a decision to not talk about.
Oh, okay. At home.
At home.
Whether you're still married or not.
No, why I said that is it was a disclaimer, what I was doing.
Yeah.
I'm divorced.
Yeah.
But I am married again.
Okay.
That's how much I love marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how much I believe.
In the union.
In the union. Because I believe in the union so much that I'm like, chief. Nah.
Yeah. A man was not meant to.
Why?
Listen, if I get divorced, I am not going back there. Whether I love marriage or not,
Let me tell you something let me say something that I said.
Yeah.
And then look at me now. I said exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Because I'm not. But immediately I realized that first and foremost, I wasted money single. I wasted money single. I'm like, no. And secondly, I have my son.
Yeah.
How am I going to build stability for him? How am I going to do that? Thirdly.
What do you mean? I want to get
what I mean is. What I mean
does
is.
Does stability mean that there must be mommy and daddy?
Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately,
I mean, these days we've got mommy and mommy, and we've got daddy and daddy.
You see, and whether we like it or not, and this I know.
Do we need two people? And what are we saying about the people that grew up?
One might catch fire for this, and I don't care. But here's what I'll say:
single parent homes.
The bottom line is this: what she does as a mother, there is no way I can do as a father.
Yeah.
What I do as a father, there is no way the mother can do as a mother.
Yeah.
There is no way. We can come with all the technicalities and try to justify it to say mommy and mommy is fine for them.
Yeah.
Daddy and daddy, it's okay for them.
Yeah.
But there's a bottom line about a child's composition.
Yes.
And how God made us, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You need the two. Somehow.
Because we carry different elements.
We carry different elements that are vital to the upbringing of the child.
Yeah.
And it's not about us. Because see, I mean, I think people who think like that, they're being selfish, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's like, no, because I love him, therefore I love her, therefore I must be. Okay, good and well, you love him, you love her.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Yeah. It's about the child.
It's about the child.
Yeah.
It's about it. Fine, be your him or her and her.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying don't find a father figure or a mother figure for that child within your family.
Yeah. Because sometimes we find ourselves bringing our own personal issues. You're saying you're divorced, right? It could have easily gone south where your personal issues between you and the baby mama
becomes the issue that actually cloud the child.
The child's well-being.
And it's not
and a healthy well-being.
Hence I said to you earlier, if I had money, I would buy that girl a house. Honestly, I would, because she has transcended, of course, couples, not couples, but King, as a parents of this child, we would fight sometimes. That's
normal.
That's normal.
Yeah.
But in the overall picture of her.
Yeah.
Ana drama, batom dim.
Yeah.
You know,
Ana drama.
Ana drama. And she it's king one hour of man.
Yeah, finish
child,
that.
It's my child.
Yeah.
And when do you want to have him this weekend? When do you want anytime?
Yeah.
It's because, see, she understands what at the end of the day, this boy.
Yeah. Is a boy.
Worst of all.
Yeah. Who needs a father?
You know, worst of all, and he's not a teenager, he's not 13.
Yeah.
They be coming to that year when they.
Yeah. Bao
Feisanya. Bao Feisanya.
Yeah, they try and check if I,
you know,
then, yeah.
And I can give you a little example. Half the time, when a mother say to a child,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah.
They're not going to stop, guys.
Yeah. But when daddy says.
Say stop. It's those things that I'm talking about that
yeah.
somehow in our compositions as human beings.
Yeah.
There is a thing that is there.
Yeah.
That we cannot deny, no matter how much we say we want to be. To reverse these things.
We can't.
A development of a child, a child's confidence,
yeah.
a child's how they see the world,
yeah.
that's a dad.
How do you know a friend of mine, I mean, I'm not bashing on any homosexuality now, but a friend of mine
it's a very thin line, because we end up not listening to what you're saying.
Exactly.
You're saying you're bashing this.
We're bashing this, yeah. So my question is, I mean, as a TV producer yourself, a friend of mine said, hey, Mana, you know, it feels like, look, we are saying homosexuality is good.
Mm.
You know, we're not judging. We're not saying anything. But it feels like now, because of its freedom of speech, it's become something that on every single show that you watch currently on television, especially the soapies, we have to have a gay storyline.
Mm.
And it feels like now it's been spoon-fed to the generation that's coming that this is a way of life.
Mm.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
You see, because I'm a very involved parent.
Yeah.
And then one day I don't know which movie I was watching with my son.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you need to be careful on what you see and how you see it.
Yeah.
And how it's been portrayed towards you.
Yeah.
For example, as producers,
yeah.
we are very intentional with what we do.
Yes. Yeah.
We can normalize a behavior or we can denormalize a behavior.
Yes.
We can make something okay.
Yeah.
And make something not okay.
Yeah. I mean, through our medium, we're able to teach. Yeah.
We're able to teach.
Yeah.
It's a very huge medium.
Yeah.
So, for example, there was a time in our life, I'm sure you can remember this.
Yeah.
There was a time in our life where homosexuality was looked down upon.
Yes.
And then when Hollywood started to accept it.
Yeah.
That's when we started to accept it.
Yes.
And people can say to me, I'm being crazy or being homophobic. No.
But we are influenced by American TV.
We are influenced by American TV. Here's what they would do, for example. A clear shot.
Yeah.
They'll be showing a beautiful hetero couple.
Yeah.
Kissing and
yeah.
having a very beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And here's how they'll end that scene. They'll quickly pan to a gay couple.
Yeah.
What does that do?
It says this is okay.
As a viewer... Remember, you are interested about this beautiful couple.
Yeah.
This hetero couple. Wow. And then second later, they pen, they are here.
Yeah.
You are still having these feelings about this. Remember, we evoke emotion as
As directors.
We evoke emotion.
Yeah.
So when it pans to this.
Yeah.
You're still having that emotion. It carries on.
Then you're starting to say, this is a good emotion.
It's a good emotion.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, our medium does that. But to answer your question, Igori, I don't think because everyone believes in different things, you should be forced to do what you don't believe in.
And so as a father, then you need to kind of what? Teach your child to...
Look out for such things.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Don't find yourself be influenced by that.
Yeah. Do you.
Do you.
Yeah.
What is you saying?
Yeah.
Because the
and
stuff...
if you is saying that you must be with another girl, then be with another girl. If you
actually,
say
he asked this question
with another boy, be another
Papa,
boy.
So what would you do if I was gay?
Yeah.
But he said, would you still love me?
Yeah.
No, chief, you're my child.
Yeah, you're my child first.
You know,
before your lifestyle.
Before your lifestyle.
Yeah.
The other day I was at a party and then I was saying that I don't drink, and these guys were shocked. I don't drink.
Yeah.
And he asked, so what will happen if your child?
One. And when are you done?
You know, I'm like, chief, as long as I'm not funding that habit,
yeah,
it's cool. But if he's out in his own house and drinking,
yeah,
none of my business.
Yeah, that's good. When you just want to see a well brought up child?
Brought up child in terms of decision making, morally standing, grounded, and thinking for people more than. I'm not saying you must think more for other people more than you do yourself, because you can't. The soonest you think more for others, not yourself,
yeah.
it's a problem because now you're not taking care of yourself. How do you expect to take care of other people?
Exactly.
So, but he must be at that point of view where he says, okay, for money, right now, what is my intention about influencing the situation that I'm in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because morals and how things stand, they change as to who's in power or who wants to push what agenda. Like we said.
Yeah.
Being gay was an issue 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
10 years ago, we used to smoke in planes. We don't smoke in planes anymore.
Yeah.
Someone changed it.
Someone changed it. I like it. We hang out with Fumuna Fumani Shulubana, an actor, a director, and we are talking about just fatherhood, just being a parent. That's what we're talking about. So, yeah, send us your voice notes and you can catch the podcast on at cliffcentral.com. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. We got you, baby.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Fuman, we're still hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're saying so many interesting things. I mean, just before the break, you were talking about, you know, how television can influence your child. And you're trying to raise your child so that they're able to make decisions for themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my question. Is that, do you feel that you need to teach your child how to influence the world?
Yes, and how.
And how.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Okay.
Here's because they can't just come up and then exist.
No. Yeah. They can't. They can't.
Yeah.
How I do that is the way that I carry myself.
Yeah.
One. How I make business decisions.
Yeah.
Or how I conduct myself with people.
Yeah.
I don't hide anything for towards my child.
Yeah.
I show him, this is how much we made this month.
Yeah.
Good business.
Yeah.
This is how much I'm planning to do. This is what I want to do. This is what we are doing.
Yeah.
This. Why I do that, I know that if I can teach him directly, it will be a problem. I also take advantage of situations.
Right.
Here's what I mean. The other day, I was supposed to go pick him up at 11 o'clock. We're going to gym, him and I.
Yeah.
So I said to him, I'll be at the gate at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
10 to, I call him. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
He says, no, it was 5 to. He says, no, I'm not ready. I'm still washing.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you said 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Papa, don't worry, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I knew you was not going to be.
Yeah.
I drove there and I waited for him.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, Vulan was not at the gate.
Yeah.
I call him. Chief, where are you?
Yeah.
Oh, Papa, I thought you said you'd call. Call where?
Yeah.
What did we say about agreement? We said we'd meet where?
At the gate.
What time?
11.
So...
When are you waiting for my call?
Why are you waiting for my call?
Yeah.
So, Papa, here's what you do, my boy.
Yeah.
It's okay to be late.
Yeah.
Make sure that you communicate.
Fail.
Your lateness. But listen, guys, I'm late.
Yeah. And I'm going to be 20 minutes late.
I'm 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
So I take and I find such spots.
Yeah.
In life.
To educate.
To educate.
Yeah.
Knowing, Corey, that will influence him to be able to impact his surroundings properly. And to show you that, I'll give you two examples. Because of how I approached, I don't even beat him up. Eh?
Yeah.
I've beat him up once in his 13 years old.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
One day he came to me and I was proud. You have no idea. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The boy, there was a new student who came to his school.
Yeah.
From Zim.
Yes.
I didn't even know the boy knew about the word xenophobic.
Uh-huh.
So he said, Papa, but the guys were being xenophobic towards this guy, and I became his friend.
Yeah.
And I stopped them.
Yeah. Heaven.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
The other day...
Because he learns that from you, right? Because
I show him how I treat people.
Yeah. Whether they from your place or not. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know,
Ubuntu.
The other one, Ubuntu. Because we've lost Ubuntu, like we've lost that element. The other one that he did, my boy is still learning... This is one of my not proud. This is not a proud moment.
Yeah.
I haven't taught him as much Tsonga as I would have loved to teach him.
Yes.
But I'm working on it.
Yeah.
One day at school, the teacher, his African teacher, asked him, so you know that thing where they ask you, kuskulung, what language do you speak? What tribe?
Yeah.
And he said, it's Tsonga. He said, Tsonga, what? Where does Tsonga come from? He said, oh, ma'am, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of the 11 official languages.
Exactly, yeah.
When he did that, I didn't even have to go to school to go confront the teacher. Because I knew the boy dealt with it.
Yeah. He dealt with it, and he dealt with it properly.
Properly. So my point is, because of what I do, he's not afraid to go impact the world in a positive
and
way.
And he's not afraid to come out and say, this is who I am.
He's not. As much as he can't even speak the language properly, he's not scared to say, hey, I'm Tsonga.
I'm Tsonga, yeah.
When you say to him, but you shangala, like, no, there's a difference between the two.
Yeah. Actually, what is the difference? Because there's always this confusion in Joburg. Tsonga, Shangan.
The difference is this.
Yeah.
You see, the Shangan group, they've assimilated under the Tsonga tribe. We are one in a way.
Okay.
But here's the difference of the two.
Yeah.
The Shangan group came from the Soshangan group that left the KwaZulu-Natal Shaka people.
Aha.
To go and try conquer the Tsonga group.
But they failed.
But they failed.
Dismal.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, Dismal, because they're now speaking Tsonga, this group.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're not speaking Zulu anymore.
Yeah.
So clearly they failed.
Yeah.
So that is the group Yamachangana.
Yeah.
And there's another group Yamatsonga.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. It's a group that the Shangans are the guys.
So
that
in
left.
Terms of language?
We speak the same language now because they've now assimilated under our Tsonga. It's under our Tsonga tribes.
Okay, so it's Tsonga's, not wrong to say no. Mutoki Mchangan.
There are Shangan people.
Aha.
And there are Tsonga people. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. No. I hear you.
The irritation becomes when
like saying bakwena le bakhatla.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The irritation becomes when everyone wants to call everyone a Shangan.
Oh. So you'd rather just call everybody a Tsonga?
That is yes.
Yeah, because you're already speaking the language even if you're Shangan.
Yes.
Aha.
Because, for example, it's what Shaka did. Remember Shaka didn't get... The Zulu nation was not all speaking Zulu.
Mm-mm.
He went around and got people and they're now Zulu.
Yeah.
Even though they were speaking different languages.
Yeah.
But they're now Zulu.
They're now Zulu,
so the Zulu guys who left the Zulu land to go try to conquer the Tsonga guys who failed.
Who failed.
They are now assimilated under our tribe. They're now speaking Tsonga. So actually...
Get it right.
Get it right.
Yeah, Fumani is schooling us here. Get it right.
So such things is things that one learn.
Yeah.
And eventually, that's when I start this foundation, your father figure.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about that because we're almost running out of time.
Cool.
I wanted to talk about this father figure foundation. Mm. I mean, you're the founder of it. Tell us about that.
Father figure foundation is a... Our aim is to integrate men.
You said our.
Well,
just you or is it there's other people there?
I'm the founder.
I was there.
I'm the brains behind the whole thing.
Aha.
But I can't say me because I...
Now you have a us.
You know, it's there are certain things that a woman would have come on board and do, but I can't do.
Aha.
This Mushi who writes all the English properly for...
Yeah.
It's not me, you know. So it's not me.
Yeah.
I have the thing that we're running it.
Yeah.
So our intention is to integrate men into the family unit. And fortunately, there is a project that I'm doing, it's a healthy skin project that kind of we partnered with. They understand the values of what fathers play in a child.
Yeah,
you know, we with this project we recently had a I wouldn't say in Tembisa where we gathered a few people and we showed them the importance of fathers. In a child.
Yeah.
You know, yes, mothers already play a big role.
Yeah. From day one.
Let's not get...
From inception.
Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah.
Mothers play a crazy role.
Yeah.
I mean, carrying this child.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, being...
Labor pains.
Bruh.
Yeah, no. We are more than fathers now. We know what it's like.
We know what's happening. Bruh. So, with all that, we thought to myself, okay, there's a foundation. Here's a healthy skin project.
Yeah.
Why don't we find ways of making that we educate the fathers?
Yeah.
Because, you see, where we miss it as a community, as a society, is thinking, Kuri, the mother is the one solely responsible for the child's well-being.
Yeah.
The father, and his duty is to come and say, hey, what are you doing there?
Yeah,
The father is to become that guy who pays for one, two, and three. No. You are the guy that can be a relationship that can be formed.
Yeah, because back in the days, we were just seen as providers. You go, you hunt, you bring the food, and then you...
And even that provider thing,
yeah,
we misinterpret it a lot.
Yeah.
Because provider, we think it as zaka.
Yeah.
No, emotional support, that's provision.
Yeah.
Protection,
yeah,
that's provision.
Yeah.
Being there, that's provision.
Yeah.
It's not zaka fel.
Yeah.
But again, people will kill me for saying such things. No, you can't say that. You must bring the money. Hey, Charlie, it's not only about the money.
Yeah, hey, some people will be like, no.
So
if you're not bringing in the money, then you got to hit the road. Yeah.
So father figures that we've realized that, Kuruna, we've got also kind of four pillars that we realize that are the issues. One, the migration labor under apartheid. That was the biggest problem.
Yeah.
We need to re-educate ourselves because the normal that we have right now in our society is very bad.
Yeah.
We think normal doesn't. It's a wrong normal.
Yeah.
So we need to re-educate ourselves. You know, that movement caused the problem in our family units
right now.
The other one, which I'm gonna catch fire. I'm sorry, but yeah, it's okay.
No, catch the fire.
I'm fucking joking. It's okay. It's the cultural practices that we have in our country.
Yeah.
Like that thing called damage. I even hate this word called damage.
Damage. Yeah.
That thing needs to be abolished.
Yeah.
Completely, because when they started it, whoever our forefathers and our mother founders
founded,
it was that. I have a problem with
because you brought in a new life, a new member of the family. Yeah,
and
a child is now seen as a damage instead of
it's not a damage.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they came gift, and sat down and because whether we like it or not, they were now relatives.
Yeah.
The sitting down element is great.
Yeah.
But the fact that the other guy must pay the other guy, that is a problem.
Yeah.
It also contributes to us not having fathers.
Yeah.
The Lobola issue as well.
Yeah.
That's another one that needs to be dealt with somehow. I don't know how. Maybe they should be a standard figure, 5,000. You know, that is also...
Yeah, and XSV.
XSV. Life expectancy in Africa is another one. Because with the Skin Project, we teach health as well.
Yeah.
Kuri, life expectancy and not getting proper health, it reduces our lives.
Yeah.
And when we find a situation where... If you check Europe, America, and Asia, their life expectancy is around about 80.
Yeah.
So meaning our grand-grandfather, father, it's like almost three or four, almost four generations.
Yeah.
With us,
it's always three.
But with us, it's like you're lucky.
You're lucky.
When grandfather and father are there.
Yeah.
Normally, it's just one.
Yeah.
So this structure of teaching the father or the child is very limited.
Ha-ha.
The last one, which is a bit controversial, is there's a gentleman called William Lynch. Uh-huh. Not a gentleman, it was a devilish kind of human being. who came up with this whole system of slavery.
Yeah.
What the system did, they made sure that they reversed the whole thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking how? They made sure that the biggest man in the community, during the slave creation of slaves, the biggest man in the community was beaten very bad and burned and killed in front of everyone. By so doing, the child, whenever the because as a boy child, your instinct is to go and do.
Yes, yeah.
When next time the young child wants to go and do, what will the mother say? After the mother saying the biggest guy being killed right there.
Don't do that.
We are queen. It's that.
Yeah.
So by that doing, we've reversed the natural order of the boy child.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing. Not only of the black boy, even the white boy. Mm-hmm. Because the white boy will grow up thinking, seeing the old black man as a boy.
Yeah.
They grow up thinking they're superior, even though they're actually not.
Even though they're not.
So that's why we need projects like I'm doing, where we can come out in the community and teach things. Show a simple thing as a scheme.
Yeah. It does not define who you are.
Health is very important.
Yeah.
What we do as a community together collectively is very important. So
what are some of the activities that you guys do?
Okay, there's something called a bond walk that we wanted to do, that we are still looking to do it. Yeah. Bond walk basically is it's a walk where fathers will be walking at the prime and baby carriers with their children.
Yeah, that's dope. Kokas. Yeah.
My aim, one of the stumbling blocks is I want these kokas.
Yeah.
Because in the back of my mind, I'm picturing a picture. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a picture of a father pushing a pram or carrying one. Kokasi, that drop. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
it breaks down that whole shackle.
There's the director in you. Yeah. You're talking in pictures now.
I'm talking in pictures.
Yeah.
So I like that look.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have it go Kasi, but so far I'm not winning. But and the other one.
Why not? Is it a matter of you having to break mentalities again?
It's not only mentality. Yes, it's mentalities and getting someone to come on board to say, let's do it together, Kukas. Because no, it would be nicer if we do it in town. No.
Yeah.
You're missing the picture. And you know, when they miss the picture, they can't give you the money. They can't give you the money. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
So the other one that we have, it's a throwback picnic where we're going to mix it in this Bond Walk.
Yeah.
Where we play old, you know those old games, the indigenous games.
Yes,
don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
If you play those games with your child, you're gonna be a child.
Exactly.
That will create a relationship because they're like, oh, actually.
Yeah, this is nice.
This is not. They see you as a human, because sometimes as adults,
you're just authority.
We just authority.
Yeah.
But if you can break that, these guys will come in. So those are some of the events that we love and we pride ourselves on.
That is dope. So when are the events? When are you doing that?
You're putting me in a spot in the corner. I'm telling you, we are still trying to find
funding.
Proper.
Yeah.
Let's not say funding, proper logistics. Because it's not about the money. Because we don't want money.
Yeah.
We want the logistics to let the things done.
Ah, cool, man. Mm. We hang out with Fumani, and he's a father. He's an actor. He's a director. He's an entrepreneur who believes in building a conscious mind for an African child, but not just any child, but you know, also building a relationship between fathers and their kids as well.
True.
And he's a huge advocate for that. And you guys can catch him on social media. Where?
Okay, my social media is quite simple.
Yeah,
Fumani and Shilubana across board. So
Facebook,
Instagram, Twitter.
I was saying
Fumani and Shilubana. That's it. Oh, my foundation, Super Dads. It's on Twitter. Just go Super Dads. You'll find
Super
it.
Dads.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not
it's Father Figures at A, of course, but it's the handle is Super Dads.
Ah, the handle is Super Dads.
Yeah.
Ah, that's cool, man. It was nice hanging out with you.
Guess it was cool.
Yeah,
was
man. Lovely. It's nice. It's nice. I mean, I've learned a lot from you today. Even just about how much oppressed that we still are mentally. As the black people, but I mean, I think we're doing well. We're doing well. Mm. Yeah, we're doing well. But now it's time for us to do great, right? Yes. Catch this podcast on @cliffcentral.com, and the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kasumurupi. Let's talk next week Wednesday, and when we bring you our favorite celebrities, and I wonder what the topic will be for next week. We out. And you know, if it's not Wednesday, it is
Wednesday.
Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi. Unleashed with Kagiso
Mudupi. This is CliffCentral.com.